everybody, and welcome to Resettled, A Human Journey, ECDC ACC's premier podcast. My name is Jariana Rodriguez.
And I'm Nezia Munez-Erkobraya.
This month is National Mentoring Month, a campaign that promotes youth mentoring and other mentorship opportunities in the United States. As a nonprofit, we are all too aware with the importance of mentoring. For refugees, not only does this provide an opportunity to learn valuable knowledge and skills, but it also promotes socialization, personal support, and building connections. For this episode, we welcome Valerie Langston, a fellow ACDC volunteer, to talk to us about her experiences. Thank you, Valerie, for sharing your time. And I just want to start off by asking about some of the places that you have volunteered before. Where have you volunteered and what do you usually look for in a volunteer experience?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I've had a variety of volunteer experiences in the Washington, D.C. area. Just to name a few, I've facilitated a work professional clothing drive for homeless veterans, provided editing for a Wounded Warrior writing program, volunteered at a local homeless shelter, and acted as a mentor to help individuals build their professional profile, as well as work with refugee and asylum community in D.C.
Oh, that's a lot. And what do you do in your day-to-day life when you're not volunteering? just to get a little bit of your background.
So I love to travel. Mm-hmm. I also love, I have a dog, Jack, that I spend some time with.
Right.
And just enjoy the rich, vibrant area of the Washington, D.C. area. Something that I love.
And is ECDC the first agency you volunteered with refugees?
It is, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been fortunate to work with ECDC for some time now.
So when and why did you decide to become more involved in your community? And specifically, when did you become interested in the issue of refugee resettlement?
Sure. I've lived in the Washington, D.C. area for about 15 years and have always tried to stay involved in my community. Mm-hmm. I believe that as a society, we're only as strong as our most vulnerable population.
Right.
There's a Haitian proverb that I love. This simply says, little by little, the bird builds its nest.
Right.
And I believe that great communities are built by small, frequent acts of love and service. So I specifically became interested in the issue of refugee resettlement in the spring of 2016. Mm-hmm. My church had a call to reach out to refugees. We were told that an estimated 60 million refugees in the world today, about one in every 122 humans, has been forced to flee their homes. We were counseled to remember the plight of refugees and to find ways to meet them and hear their stories with our own ears.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing this, you can imagine, I knew that I had to spring into action.
Right.
So since then, I've been fortunate to be able to volunteer with organizations like yourself, the Ethiopian Community Development Center.
Oh, great.
So for those who are thinking of volunteering, why do you think it's important to volunteer for your community?
That's a great question. I actually ran across a journal entry that I wrote about volunteering. I said, I've realized serving others makes me happy. I've been struggling a bit to find myself, and I've realized that I need to reach out to the community and serve others. I believe that's where true joy is found. And I really think that community involvement gives you the opportunity to gain and appreciate a new perspective on life.
Right. Excellent. Well, that's great. It's perfect segue to my next question. So it's rewarding in general to volunteer, but how has becoming a volunteer with us, with ECDC specifically, been rewarding to you? What has it done for you to do the work that you do with us?
Sure. In short, to answer your question, I've developed a great love and a new viewpoint on life. I remember walking around the U.S. Capitol with my refugee friend. He had been in America less than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were walking the grounds, he turned to me with a bright look in his eyes and says, I have now seen America.
Oh, wow.
So that moment has always stuck with me. I mean, my friend was willing to send his land, leave his family in Africa to learn another language and work long hours for menial pay for the opportunity to live in the United States.
Right.
So, to me, the American dream is very much alive for any refugee that I've ever met. I really think we need to remember that our country's greatest strength is its diversity and opening our arms to embrace those in need.
Right.
That's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah.
So now as a seasoned volunteer, can you tell us about the lessons that you've learned working with refugee clients in particular?
Sure. The blessing of working with refugee clients has helped to heal my broken heart. I can honestly say that I've been equally as blessed to reach out and serve when I can. As I volunteered, I've seen the hope and dignity of the human spirit in something as simple as receiving a bouquet of flowers from your Thanksgiving dinner, or renting an airport cart for a couple so that they could fit and push their 4 suitcases through a busy airport.
Right.
And I've really realized that, you know, it's the small things in life that bind humanity together.
Yeah, so some of the things you do, obviously you just mentioned airport pickups maybe, but what are some of the work that you do with us as a volunteer? Talk about some of your tasks with you when you come and, you know, work with a family. What do you do? What do you experience?
Sure. So I've worked as a mentor and a friend to refugees. I've also had the opportunity to serve in your yearly Thanksgiving dinner, which is always a blast.
Oh, that's the best event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we're biased.
You should be. And I've also had the opportunity to organize community events for members of my church where they can learn more about refugee work or donate supplies to refugee groups or asylum seekers. So to me, I think the greatest takeaway is just seeing the call to action in other people's eyes.
How often do you volunteer?
Yeah, so I've had opportunities to volunteer in a variety of different ways outside of ECDC. I've worked with Lutheran Social Services. I've worked with them. And I've also worked with Streetwise Partners, which is a mentoring program for individuals in Washington, D.C.
I think we've both heard of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your work. We always appreciate volunteers. We really can't do what we do without them. So to my next question, what skills do you think are needed to be able to become a good volunteer at ECDC or any other organization working with refugees?
That's a great question, and I'm actually going to give the question that I learned last night from a refugee friend, and she said, a strong, focused, loving individual. So these aren't my words, they're actually words from a refugee friend used to describe their mentor. Oftentimes, my refugee friends are learning to navigate a new culture and often don't understand why things are a certain way. So the opportunity to be, you know, focused and loving to those refugee.
Yeah, I think it's all about feeling that connection with the people you're signing up to support, and not necessarily at the beginning, but creating that kind of, you know, relationship where you feel like you're getting something out of it and they feel loved and accepted in their new communities. So like Yariana said, we really can't do the work we do without volunteers. So it's really amazing that you've been doing this for so long and are willing to continue. What would you say is your most favorite thing about the volunteer work that you do?
So I would say that serving refugees has actually helped me value human dignity. I've learned that it takes a lot more than war and displacement to break a person's soul. My spirit has been buoyed, and I can look at life with a deeper appreciation of hope and courage.
Right. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, I actually do remember I started here in ECDC as an intern. So I did do volunteer work, and I, you know, regardless of the tasks that you got, whether you're doing bus orientations, helping clients with applying to social benefits, it's really about the relationships that you build when you're just having a conversation. And that's really the point of the First Friend Mentorship Program. It's about building connections, building that community, and having that one-on-one time with another person, because everybody, you know, everybody needs a friend. I would say specifically those people who come here for resettlement need a sense of community and belonging, and that's what we try to do with these volunteer programs. So thank you again.
Yeah. Well, I remember my first experience with my mentor. I actually had picked up a Congolese couple from the airport and dropped them off in their new home and then wasn't able to keep in contact with them, and actually ran across them at the Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And they were so thankful for everything that I had done, just for picking them up and giving them, you know, some food and dropping them off, that they wanted to reach out to me and thank me personally, but they weren't able to. And so they were so thrilled that they ran across me personally and were able to talk to me, that I just felt this need to get to know this couple. And I can honestly say that just these simple acts of service really change your life and help you become and value human dignity a lot more.
So. Yeah. And it means so much to the families too. My family was resettled, and I remember our volunteer when we first started. It wasn't called the First Friends Program, but they are mentors just like you. We had our first Easter in the U.S. at one of the volunteers' houses. What are they? Easter bunny eggs. All the Easter things that we had never seen before. But those were some of our first memories in the U.S. And had it not been for this volunteer, we would not have experienced that. So it does make a huge impact for the resettled families as well.
So on a more personal note, can you think of anybody you consider a mentor? And how has this person positively impacted your life?
That's a good question. I once worked for a retired Army Brigadier General who was a great mentor to me. I had the opportunity from him to learn professionalism and respect, and I fondly remember my interactions with him. He had a great respect for every single person that he came into contact with, no matter their status in life. And I think really as a result, I've learned to respect others and meet them at their level in life.
That's great.
Do you have anyone you want to mention as your mentor, that you consider your mentor? I have mine already. It's my mother.
Well, in addition to my mother, I have a number of ladies who mean a lot to me, who actually all of whom I met after coming to the U.S. One of them, she was the president of my college when I went to college, and she basically, I don't know if she intentionally did this, but I went to college only 2 years after having arrived in the U.S. So my English was very limited. I was going to an honors college, and this lady took her time. When I was a freshman, we started talking, and I would go to her office, and she would actually sit down with me and talk to me. I don't know how she did it, because my English wasn't great, but she would listen. And up until this day, she's basically my go-to person for when I need to talk about my next move, my life, whether it's professional or otherwise. Having her in my life since having been in the States, it impacted me in a way that I don't think my life would be had it not been for her. Had she not taken the time to talk to me, to guide me through those years of college when I was still learning what life is like here in the U.S., to show me a different perspective in life, basically to she was living a life that most Americans even don't get to live, you know? And so to have her as an example of what you can be, and then to have her show me kindness through all of that, kind of shaped me in a way. So in addition to my mother, who shaped me in a different way or in other similar ways, she added to what I am now. So I think mentorship is really important, whether you go in intentionally or not. I don't know if she considers herself my mentor, but she is. She's the person I look up to. So I really do think it's really important to take the time to support people, whether they are new to the U.S. or not, but especially for refugees. It's really important. And with that... maybe you can tell me, in your opinion, why do you think having a relationship with a mentor is important?
So having a relationship with a mentor is important because it gives mentees a new perspective and the opportunity to sit at the feet of someone who shows love and respect no matter their circumstances in life.
I couldn't agree more, because I feel like that's what my mentors do for me. Somebody who can, even when you don't think you can do something, this person believes in you, and so you feel like you can do it, you know. And I always want to be that person for someone else, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, like, when I was little, my mother used to say that taking care of children takes a village. But I think it's for everything. You need that sense of community. You need guidance. You need to have friends and support to be able to move forward. So I think that's why we continue to promote this so much, because there is an importance, not just for refugees, for every single person out there. We need to get that sense of support and community for us to feel fulfilled and happy and, you know, everything that we need in life.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Valerie, those are my questions for today. I want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experiences and stories. To find out more information, be sure to follow us on social media sites. Our Facebook is ECDCACC. Our Instagram account is ECDCACCDC Metro. We have a YouTube page as well, ECDCACCDC. Or you can find this episode on our website, acc-dc.org. If you're interested in volunteering, please send an email to our volunteer email, volunteer@ecdcus.org. Thank you so much for tuning in for our episode, and we hope you join us again next month on Resettled, A Human Journey. Thank you.